a company closed down and they didn't pay me after it shut.
You know, I worked for one employer for over 30 years who treated me very well.
I have had to work through lunch breaks and things and not been paid for it, not paid overtime.
Coming to work early and leaving later without putting my hours down because I thought it was, you know, the right thing to do. But at the end of the day, when you're doing it every shift, you'd expect to be like rewarded.
Wage theft is costing South Australian workers $500 million every year, and it is a problem faced across the country. A report released today by the McKell Institute showed the impact of underpayment, working overtime without financial compensation, unpaid super and more on Australian workers. It was also found that ripped-off workers feared losing their jobs if they speak up. Edward Kavanagh is the manager of policy at the McKell Institute. He told The Wire's Emily Downs that there are examples of wage theft in every industry.
We see it in doctors not getting paid their due overtime, or a teacher that might work 60 or 70 hours a week and only get paid for 35. It's not just happening to young people in high-risk areas, but it does actually impact everyone across the entire state.
Do you think workers are aware of their rights?
Every worker is entitled to raise problems they're having at work with the Fair Work Ombudsman, but there's a couple of problems there. And the first is that a lot of workers, first of all, don't know they can do that. And secondly, the Fair Work Ombudsman has had a dramatic reduction in resources over the last 6 or 7 years. It's actually had its funding cut just about in half since 2012. So that means even when we do raise an alarm, or when a worker does raise an alarm to the Fair Work Ombudsman, often these responses are very slow and cumbersome, and the workers don't really see the justice that they deserve for a very, very long time.
What is the best recommendation for employees who want to raise this with their employer?
I think the first thing is, despite the resource problems, going to the Fair Work Ombudsman, it has to be raised through them. If you're not getting paid superannuation properly, that actually falls under the remit of the Australian Tax Office, so you can raise with them. Ultimately, though, it shouldn't entirely be up to workers to fix this, because there's obviously a power imbalance in many workplaces, and workers are reluctant to raise too many concerns with their bosses because, you know, they're fearful of losing their job or losing hours or whatever it may be.
What if those employees fear that bringing this up could make them lose their job?
We need to address it from the top down. This should be put front and centre right on the national agenda, particularly in elections. It's beholden on all state governments to do everything that they can in their power, because often they've looked just towards the federal government to see what the federal government can do instead. But also it is up to the Commonwealth to, you know, raise the resources of the Fair Work Ombudsman, get more auditors inspecting workplaces and making the workforce more aware that there is actually consequences if their bosses aren't paying.
What roles do unions have to play in supporting employees in these circumstances?
Traditionally, unions have had the right to, you know, enter workplaces and inspect books and try and do the best for the members that they represent. Over the last decade or so, it's become much harder for the unions to really serve that role. They're finding, you know, a lot of restrictions on their movements, on their behaviour, largely from the Commonwealth Government. And irrespective of your perspective on unions or union behaviour, their role is to look after workers and look after their members and make sure they're getting paid properly. So the fact that they have been quite hamstrung over the last decade or so really means that wage theft is happening more and more often.
What about employees that aren't members of the union?
They can still raise their issues with unions, and they can still actually go to those federal authorities and raise awareness. Ultimately, this is not going to end until there is more action from governments.
When it comes to superannuation, how can individuals ensure that they are getting paid properly from the very beginning?
Workers do need to know what their rights are in their specific form of employment. But one of the big issues is superannuation is only paid quarterly. And because of this, employers who are perhaps looking to save some money now and then often do skimp on paying the full rate. Now, this isn't a majority of employers by any means. It's just a few rogue actors. But it's up to workers really to meticulously look at their pay slips and calculate how much they are entitled before they can really see how much they're missing out on. So that's another big issue. I think we need to reform the way that superannuation is paid. We need to make it much more transparent for workers to be able to see how much superannuation is going into their pay packet.
While your report focuses on South Australia, is this a federal issue?
It is a national issue. We want to see state governments do more and do everything they can, but ultimately it's down to the federal government. They have the authority to implement workplace laws. They have the authority to allocate more resources to the Fair Work Ombudsman, to the ATO, the agencies responsible for overseeing workplaces all across Australia.
Manager of Policy at the McKell Institute, Edward Kavanagh, speaking with The Wire's Emily Downs.